The overture Slava by Leonard Bernstein, written in 1977, the Israel Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein. That about does it for the program here on Friday Classics. We've got one more pledge in, and maybe if we get another during the next song and right before the news, I'll still take them to play Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles. The number is 632-6901. Chaim McChesney here for the next 2 minutes to talk to you about WUSB.
For the benefit of USB, just give to us and you will see what money buys. You proved it last year, prove it now. Use it now, make a pledge and renew your vow to subsidize. So don't delay, pick up the phone, call in your pledge. You'll feel so good when it's done. And the number to call is 632-6901. 632-6901. Yeah. I said it once, I'll say it twice. Expanded transmission is worth the price, without a doubt. So make your pledge to USB. Your pledge, your gift, your caring, we can't do without. We will bring you classics, blues and news, and news and folk music that is second to none. And the number to call is 632-6901. Step right this way to the WUSB Cornucopia. Classical music, the latest in rock, the blues show, reggae, Latin sounds, jazz and razzmatazz, Pacifica news, taking care of yourself, film waves, critique, brain damage, star date, family talk, backcourt bluegrass, turmoil, Rondo Nueva, electric banana, rock and iration, 24 hours a day, every day, all seven of them even, 8 days a week. Now quality requires finance, we do our bit, and now's your chance to do your part. Widespread strong signal comes with cost. He who hesitates is lost. It's time to start. So let your fingers do the walking. Make your pledge before we're under the gun. And the number to call is 632-6901. Yes, this is Chaim McChesney asking you to support alternative radio here at WUSB in Stony Brook. The number 632-6901. Radio programs here of a wide diversity for every taste. You won't like it all, but you're bound to find something. If you don't find something, well, then perhaps you'd be happier on the moon. Or on Jupiter. Yes. Man in the Moon Marigolds or something like that. Support WUSB Stony Brook.
And this is Mark Letterway, signing off, hoping you'll continue to call in. Radiothon 1990 goes on for the rest of today and for tomorrow as well. Do stay tuned. And at the moment, we turn the mic over to April Ryerson with the news. I will be back next week for Friday Classics. And until then, this is Mark Letterway wishing you all happy listening. April?
The following is the latest news from the newsroom at WUSB 90.1 FM, Stony Brook. My name is April Ryerson. President Bush is scheduled to meet British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher this morning in Bermuda, the setting for another round of talks on Eastern Europe and the upcoming U.S.-Soviet summit. White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater says Bush's meeting with Thatcher is one in a series of chats with Western leaders. The get-togethers are meant to give Bush a firm view of Allied attitudes before his summit next month with Mikhail Gorbachev. Three U.S. tuna canners say they will no longer buy or sell tuna that's captured along with dolphins. The announcement comes after calls to save some of the thousands of dolphins killed each year in huge tuna nets. But tuna fishing groups say the move by Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea will force some boats out of the business. If you don't stand up to be counted, someone's going to sit you down and do it for you. The only difference, according to the Census Bureau, is that the second option costs the government a lot more. Census officials say so far, only 57% of the census forms they mail to Americans have been returned. To get information from those who have not returned the forms, census workers will have to start knocking on doors, increasing the cost of the census by as much as $80 million. In local news, Suffolk police arrested 9 people, including a 13-year-old girl, and seized $15,000 worth of drugs during a raid early this morning at a Brentwood, Long Island home. The raid at 1412 Islip Avenue occurred shortly after midnight. Police seized 50 bags of crack, 2 large uncut crack cocaine rocks, 40 bags of marijuana, and $650 in cash. They say the crack was worth an estimated $14,000 on the street and the marijuana worth about $1,000. The alleged head of the drug operation, 44-year-old Shirley Bolton, was charged with third-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance, second-degree criminal nuisance, and endangering the welfare of a child. Bolton's 3 children and 3 grandchildren were found sleeping amidst drug paraphernalia. The children were released to a family member and county agencies notified to look into possible child abuse charges. The 13-year-old girl, whose name was not given because she's a juvenile, was released to a relative and ordered to appear in family court at a later date. Nassau County police say a pair of cousins from New York City were robbed of nearly $300 in cash, jewelry, and their car at a Long Island convenience store early today by a group of armed youths. Detective Edward Burns of Nassau's 3rd Squad says a 20-year-old Jeffrey Cook of Brooklyn and his 21-year-old female cousin from Queens stopped at a 7-Eleven store on Merrick Road about 2:30 this morning when a black Jeep with 4 teenagers pulled up next to them. Burns said 3 of the teens pulled out handguns and announced a holdup. Police say they sexually abused the woman and then ordered the pair out of the 1989 Nissan. The woman's name was withheld because she is a victim of a sex crime. 2 of the alleged crooks fled in Cook's car. The other 2 took off in the Jeep. All of the teenagers were said to be males and about 18 years of age. And finally, in weather, this afternoon, mostly sunny, high around 50. Tonight, mostly clear, followed by increasing cloudiness toward morning, low in the low 30s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a 30% chance of showers toward evening, high around 50. And the outlook for Sunday, showers ending, followed by decreasing cloudiness towards evening. That's the latest news from WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook. My name is April Ryerson.
Time to hear some voices on the radio. Mike Juhas.
Hello.
Are you there?
Am I here?
I hear you.
And I must be here. I'm standing on a grassy knoll outside the State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Yes, and you're coming through very, very loudly, too.
Okay.
You're outside, huh?
Yes, I am. It's a beautiful day, taking advantage of wonderful weather.
So you're standing outside. I'm here in the studio, and this is the voice of Long Island. Well, we can keep talking. That was a pregnant pause, but it wasn't meant to be... leading into anything else.
I'm sorry, I was just handed a radio so I could listen to what you're saying.
Uh-huh. We're going to have fun today. We're going to be doing all kinds of neat things. Maybe we should tell the folks just what it is they're listening to. I mean, the program. What is the Voice of Long Island anyway?
Well, I guess the Voice of Long Island is coming to you for the first time in... How many years has it been now? 8, 7, 6, 5 years? I don't know. We did one reunion show. We had regularly been on these airwaves here at WUSB Stony Brook from about 1980 through 1983. And we were here on Friday evenings from midnight till about 3 or so. And, well, then we both got tired of each other, and then I went my separate way, and I guess we're back here for this Radiothon reunion program. Our phone number is 516-632-6901. We're in the midst of the USB Radiothon 1990.
And we want to bring things back the way they used to be as well. We've got episodes of the Tripod Family. What, you've never heard of the Tripod Family? Then sit down and get ready for some excitement, because we've got multiple episodes coming up.
Okay, I just sat down.
Yeah, you just sat down. Good,
yes.
Good. Well, you're ready out there.
And I'm sitting in the grassy knoll.
I understand we'll be having some dramatic action outside in the field or wherever you are.
Actually,
a little
that,
later on.
Let's not take that as a promise.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Actually, Eric, what the plan is here is we're in the midst of this radiothon. If we don't raise our goal in this program, somebody is going to be thrown out of the second floor window. We don't know who yet, but we're going to give you that sound effect precisely at 5:45 p.m. this afternoon if no one pledges.
Well, I don't think it'd be 5:45 as we are going off at 5:30.
Well, then it would be at 5:15 then.
Something like that.
We need to hear from you.
I take advantage too much here.
It's 516-632-6901. Give us a call now. We have volunteer operators standing by in the other room.
The beautiful sound of J.C. Lodge underneath us, but that's about to change. We're going to go into the old Voice of Long Island theme, and boy, this is going to bring tears to my eyes. I don't know about you, Mike.
I got my tissues all ready.
All right, well, let's get ready for it. The next sound you hear after this music fades away will be the Voice of Long Island official theme. Thank you.
Mike, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I moved to the other studio because it's more convenient in here. We're going to play an episode of the Tripod Family.
Ah, the Tripod Family.
Yeah, and I think maybe this will be a good opportunity to update the folks as to just where the tripods are. This is the point in the family saga where Howard and Kathy Tripod are in the sewer system of Nice, France.
Oh, yes, they're looking for that misplaced statue from that famous Chinese statue maker. What was his name? Wally Chuberg.
Wally Chuberg, and I believe they're right underneath Wally Chuberg Street in Nice, France. The story goes that Kathy broke the statue at their neighbor Charlie's house, and now they must go all the way to Nice, France, to find a replacement statue. On the way, they meet a very mysterious person known only as Boris.
Boris.
Who informs them that the very statue they're looking for has all kinds of treasure within it. And so now they have actually found the statue, and they are inside the sewer system of Nice. Unfortunately, Boris, immediately upon finding the statue, has been struck dumb and is unable to say another word. And the drama unfolds as the tripods realize that they may be stuck in the sewer system of Nice forever.
This is a wonderful radio soap opera that you can't hear on any radio, TV, or other media.
No, you certainly can't.
In this area at all.
For a very good reason, but we won't get into that. 632-6901, that's our telephone number. We'd like to see some calls come in and some pledges so we don't have to interrupt and beg and all that kind of thing. We've got all kinds of terrific prizes and premiums and things like that. Keep radio like this going. 632-6901, the voice
of Long Island
in stereo.
Radio Free Long Island, with the express written consent of the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the episodes of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week we rejoin Howard and Kathy Tripod, along with their friend Boris, in the sewers of Nice, France, where they're searching for the hidden statue. They've now found the statue, but they're trapped in the sewers, and we hear Howard.
Oh, you listen? Oh, no, of course not. We had to find a stupid treasure. Who cares if we never see the light of day again? Who cares if we spend the rest of our lives trapped in the sewer systems of Nice? Well, now we've got our treasure, Kathy, and that's about all we've got. I sure hope...
Howard!
What?
Are you just about done?
No, Kathy, as a matter of fact, I'm not. I said from the very beginning that we shouldn't go traveling around the sewers for any stupid little statue, treasure or no treasure. But neither one of you listened to me. And now look at where we are.
Okay.
Trapped in the middle.
Okay. All right, Howard.
No. I'm going to rant and rave. I've got a right to. Remember that time in Big Bear City when I bought the Lemon Ranch? Everybody told me not to, but I did it anyway. And when it turned out to be an abandoned used car lot, you yelled and screamed at me for 2 days.
I remember that.
Well, now it's my turn, Kathy, and I intend to enjoy this moment to the fullest. I'm not going to say I told you so, but if I did, it would certainly be justified. You and this lunatic Boris go waltzing off in this harebrained scheme, and for what reason? So that you can find a ridiculous...
All right, Howard. I give up. You're right. You're absolutely right. This is all my fault. You were right all along, and we should listen to you. Okay, are you satisfied? Are you happy? I mean, what else can I say?
So now you're going to take away my one moment of glory. You won't even let me rub it in a little.
Oh, come on, Howard. Let's be practical. Sucking around isn't going to get us anywhere. We've got to figure out how to get out of these awful sewers.
Well, I wish you luck, Kathy.
Howard, if we don't work together, we may never get out.
I don't think we could get out if we had the greatest minds in the world to help us.
But we won't get anywhere with that attitude. Now, let's take a direction to go. If only Boris would talk. He's the only one who has the slightest idea about where we are.
What's his problem, anyway? Why did he suddenly stop talking?
Well, I think he was struck dumb when he realized that we finally found the treasure. I guess he's in shock or something.
Well, maybe he'll come to his senses if we tell him the treasure doesn't mean a gosh darn thing, since we're going to be trapped in here for the rest of our lives.
I don't know if anything we say will penetrate him at this point. Look at him. He's just staring straight ahead. In a daze.
What a way to end my days.
I wonder if he can hear me at all. Boris! 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 Hello? Testing! Boris, can you hear me?
No use, Kathy. He's out in space.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Howard. Well, we'd better start figuring out how to get out of this place.
Well, one thing's for sure.
What's that?
We can't get past this door. I think it's closed for the remainder of time.
Oh, that's pretty funny. How that door suddenly closed on us.
Hilarious. Someone else seems to think so, too.
This place is giving me the creeps, Howard. Why don't we at least try to get out through another passageway?
Okay, all right, let's go down this little one. It has to go somewhere.
Well, what do you suppose Charlie and Pop are up to back home, Howard?
Who knows? Probably nothing all that exciting. They're most likely just wondering where we are.
Well, at least we have that much in common.
Look out, Kathy.
Oh, that's the statue, Howard. Oh, no!
I'm sorry, Kathy. I tried to catch it.
Oh, that's all right, Howard.
I know how much that statue meant to you.
Look, we have been bamboozled, my comrades. There is no treasure in the statue.
And so the statue is broken as Howard, Kathy, and Boris remain trapped in the sewer system of Nice. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say...
Boy, do I feel like a jerk.
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family. Presented in conjunction with Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Very special time of day here, listening to the voice of Long Island on this sunny
Friday afternoon. We've got Mike Juhas. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Eric.
And a special guest, Jimmy McDexter, eh?
Oh, yes, I'm out here as well.
Okay, well, it's nice that both of you are outside while I'm stuck inside, but I'm not going to get into that.
Eric, you'll have your chance to come out.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will. Exciting episode of the Tripods, eh?
Yeah.
And we'll be seeing what happens to them in the next half hour or so. Now, usually what we would do in the past, this is back in 1981-82, we would play one episode a week. And the folks listening today have a real special treat because they can hear an episode every half hour without stopping. And you all should be able to follow the story and see what happens to the Tripods as they're in the sewer system of Nice. And I don't know if you've ever been in the sewer system of Nice, Mike. I've heard reports of it, but it's so incredibly complicated that even the people that designed it got lost in it.
What I had heard was, Eric, that the sewer systems of Nice were even more complicated than the sewer systems of Paris.
Oh, much more complicated than the sewer systems of Paris, and much more complicated than the New York subway system, or the canals of Mars, or anything like that. It's most incredible. I hear an airplane out there.
There is an airplane out here.
All right. Well, that's living proof that we are indeed outside. What's new with Jimmy McDexter? Well, maybe he could tell us something.
Oh, well, I don't know, Eric.
Oh, that's
how's that for a clear and concise answer?
Well, I expect that kind of clear, concise answer from you.
Yeah. Well, it's that time of a. I actually didn't really get any sleep at all last night, so it's kind of interesting to be alive and awake at this time. Since it's I kind of woke up on Thursday, and it's still like one big, giant, long Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Eric, do you realize that this is the first Voice of Long Island we've ever done where the sun was shining?
Well, that's true, because the Voice of Long Island was usually done at midnight. Mm-hmm. So that would explain that. Yes, this is the first daytime Voice of Long Island. And, you know, I'd like to see a strong reaction from what must be millions of people listening right now by calling 632-6901, showing their support for the radio station, because if it wasn't for this radio station, we would never have done the show, in all likelihood. I mean, what would we have done? You know, out of our houses or something? No, you need a radio station to do this kind of thing. And WUSB is a great opportunity for this kind of program and for programs in the future. So run to your phones, 632-6901, show your support, whatever you can afford, because we've got some pretty neat things. We've got tickets to New Community Cinema, year-long passes, we've got USB t-shirts, we've got coffee mugs, we've got all kinds of combinations. So just give a call now, 516-632-6901, and find out what it is you can get. But most importantly, you'll be contributing to a very important project, that is the strengthening of WUSB's signal, the strengthening of the signal before another radio station strengthens their signal instead of our signal.
Eric, it's pretty important that we do hear from our listeners. This is what we really consider creative radio, and USB is certainly an outlet for something that's creative. We don't play top 40 hits around here. There's really no need to. There's plenty of other stations in the area that do that. We like to be completely different, where you can never expect what's going to happen next.
No, yeah,
so
you can't.
This is quality radio. In fact, I mean, how many other radio stations do a live remote from outside on a beautiful day like this?
Not many, but we found the microphone cord and we pulled it outside the window, and we're out there now, and you know, something happens outside. But how's the sky look, Mike?
It's beautiful, dark,
beautiful blue,
and there's a couple of clouds off over in the east, but not too
yes, well, you know, if you're out there listening, you can probably see the same clouds that Mike is talking about. I mean, that's something to share on the radio. How many other radio stations talk about the sky like that, you know?
There's really not too much else to say about the sky.
No, it's you know, you ever wonder why it's blue? No, you never did. Well, I wonder about those kind of things all the time. The grass is green, you know, concrete is white. All these natural wonders of science that nobody quite understands or cares about. That sounds like a car.
It certainly was. It looked like a car. What kind of car was that, Jimmy? Was that some sort of little imported car?
Yes, it was definitely of the imported variety. It's sort of a reddish tinge. Actually, very similar in color to this large rock that we have nearby.
You know, I was thinking of sitting on that rock.
Shall we?
Well, yes, let's walk over there.
We're going to perambulate.
Okay, well, they're walking over there. They're walking to the rock. Mike, I'm thinking of doing something real, real exciting here.
What could that possibly be?
Well, I have a tape. I found the tape, okay, of the very, very first radio program we did back, back in March of 1981, I believe it was. Was it February even? Might have been February 1981.
February 1981.
1981. Think about that. More than 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have here is a tape of the very first conversation that we had on the air, just like we're having right now.
This
is 9 years and some months ago.
Gosh.
So what do you say we dip into some music for a second and then go into that?
Do we have to listen to the whole thing?
I don't. Well, it depends. If we get really bored, I guess we'll turn it off.
Okay. Hey,
so our listeners want us to turn it off. I guess they'll call and tell us to do that, too.
That's true. Or they could call to pledge.
Yeah,
that musical piece.
Get that number again, 632-6901. We want to see those phones light up, because only if we see those phones light up will you hear programs like this again in the future.
That musical piece that you were playing before, was that, who was that?
Just now.
Just now.
That was Joe Strummer in the Latino Rockabilly Band, I believe.
Interesting tune.
Yes. Latino Rockabilly War, actually.
You cannot hear tunes like this on any other radio station.
No, you certainly can't, and you certainly can't hear things like that done to those tunes. You know? It's just kind of what we're all about here. We'll be back to Mike, Dream McDexter, and myself live speaking to you on the radio in just a couple of minutes. First, let's go back to 1981 and see how things were back then. Remember to give us a call, please, 632-6901. Show your support for non-commercial radio on Long Island.
Does.
Welcome to Radio Free Long Island.
The show that asks the question,
why not?
Sure. Let's turn this thing off. Oh, wrong button.
Wrong button.
Okay. Close enough, it worked.
Didn't lose too much paper. Well, welcome aboard, and I hope that this will prove to be as much of an adventure as I anticipated to be. It's certainly seems.
Why don't we introduce ourselves?
Oh, that would.
I'm Eric Corley.
I'm Mike Uhas.
Or,
no,
it's the other way around, isn't it?
Something like that. I'm Mike, Eric, no. Eric,
I'm Corley Uhas, and you're Eric Mike, right?
Something like that, but it doesn't really matter. We're two individuals in a world of strangers, and the purpose of this program is to try to bring some of those strangers together, and whether they want to or not. And we're certainly going to do that. We have a lot of interesting things planned for you tonight, and planned for us, of course, too.
I hope you're listening in stereo.
I hope so, too.
Because if you're on a fringe area, it really would behoove you to switch your stereo over into stereo if you could at all, because we are
in stereo.
Binaural? What's the difference between binaural and stereo? Quickly! Huh?
I had a question like that in a class the other day, and I didn't know what that answer was.
Was that your poli-sci class?
My poli-sci class, exactly.
Son of a gun.
They're always asking about stereo, and I can't understand it.
Stereos and binaurals.
Well, in case any of you are wondering what has happened to the program that usually appears at this time... Planet 3 was on for... let me just sort of wrap up the history of this time slot. It's been a very unusual one. I believe it was last year at this time in a program called the Better Than Dead Air Show went on the air, and that was a lot of fun. We did all sorts of crazy things. And then that gave way to another program that was just plain strange. It was called Planet 3. Nobody ever talked on the program. It was just...
Sure they did.
Well, people talked backwards. They talked all sorts of weird weird things. But nobody from the station really said anything. We just sort of put it together. And it was a very interesting program.
It sure was. And you put me to sleep many times, on many occasions.
We had a very positive response to it from babysitters and all sorts of people around the world. And maybe it will return someday in another form. But for right now, Planet 3 is on hold or put to rest somewhere. And this is Radio Free Long Island. And this being our debut program, we...
why don't we tell the
had quite a bit of notoriety all over the place. We Yeah, I believe it was Newsday, wasn't it?
We were in Newsday, and you have it right in front of you.
They found out about it somehow, and they said, Radio Free Long Island, Midnight WUSB, a different kind of program with hosts Mike Uhas and Eric Corley.
Different kind of hosts.
Whoever they are, I don't know. We got a couple of mailgrams. I haven't shown you these. I wanted to sort of surprise you on the air. We received them this morning, and apparently word's gotten a lot farther than we thought it had. Because we got a telegram, well, mailgram, actually, from Albany today.
Oh, they can't afford a telegram, can they?
No. Well, mailgrams are, they carry the impact. Well, no, okay.
Yeah, we all know the answer. We've seen them on the trains. Right. Ignore this. Ignore this if you can.
We actually got something from Governor Hugh Carey. Can you believe this?
Okay, what did he say?
He says, at last is a program that isn't afraid to speak its mind and show things as they are.
That's for sure.
And he says, I wish you boys luck. Lovingly, Hugh Carey. And I think it's very nice to sort of get off on the right foot with these people.
I just want to step out and verify that for a minute. Yeah, I'm going to call the governor at his shelter.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it now, Friday night and all.
That's true. He may be listening to us. Maybe he'll call.
That really didn't surprise me too much, because we have gotten telegrams and cables and all sorts of things from the governor before, wanting us to play certain songs and certain programs, that type of thing. He was a fan of Planet 3, I believe. Then we got one today from someone who's fairly new in the government scene, and someone who was elected last year and who just was inaugurated recently. Man in Washington, D.C. named Ronald Reagan, and
what did he say?
He said, it's kind of eloquently phrased, like he usually does, but very simple, you know, to the point. It's the dawning of a new era, and Radio Free Long Island is going to be a major part of it. And I have to admit, I agree with the man there. I totally agree with him. Radio Free Long Island is going to be a major part of the 80s. People are going to grow up with Radio Free Long Island. It's going to do things for them. They're going to look back in their old age.
Yes, it's
going to
do things for them.
Radio Free Long Island taught me this, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Radio Free Long Island. And thank God for it. I haven't finished the cable
by
yet.
By no means.
Radio Free Long Island is going to be a major part of it, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. And not many people put sincerely on a mailgram, let me tell you.
That's for sure.
I was very surprised to hear from them. I'm glad. I'm glad we're reaching out and people are finding out about Radio Free Long Island. It's going to be a turning point, I think, for this country, for this world, in fact, and maybe other worlds.
Absolutely. Positively.
Inconsequentially. So, we have gotten out. We're here. Radio Free Long Island is now a thing of the present.
A thing of the present.
What did you want to read?
Well, talking about President Reagan, I'm going to have to adjust myself to calling him president.
Yes. It is kind of hard for a lot of people.
His eloquent phraseology of sorts. I have in front of me a story which appeared in Long Island Newsday about a week ago. Friday, January 30th, I believe. Uh-huh. A proposal for a new English economy.
That's not for New England, or it's...
No,
it's for England. I see, okay.
A new English economy. We'll get to it later, though. We'll get to it later.
Okay, that's one of the things coming your way.
We're going to have news reports, some special late bulletins, as reported to us from NL News Service.
NL News Service, whatever could that be. We also have something...
just came today. I just got it today, so we're going to have to...
Excellent. We have a surprise for you. Now that...
Is it a surprise for me, too? More than likely.
It's not a surprise for us, because we've been working on it for the last couple of days, but it certainly will be a surprise for most people. During the Iran crisis that was a part of our lives for the last year or so, WUSB was doing some, say, extracurricular work on that, and now it can be revealed, since the hostages are free. We made contact with the United States Embassy at one point, and also with the Foreign Ministry. We didn't talk to any of the hostages, but we did talk to some very
interesting
characters in Iran, telephone operators, and just people who seem to like to answer the phone over there. And we have a tape of...
Where is it? It's in the other room.
It's in the other room, but we'll play it a little bit later. It's very interesting, very funny, too, just some of the things that happen over there. So we'll be getting to that. We'll also have some surprise interviews with interesting people. We were going to, and this is a fact, all kidding aside, we were going to interview Ambassador Robert White from El Salvador.
Bob White?
Bob White.
That is his true name.
It is.
He's no longer ambassador.
Something happened this week. He got fired. Now everybody wants to talk to him, and we, of course, we can't get to him. But
we wanted to talk to him beforehand, but
we wanted to talk to him.
Just never got around to it.
We were going to. In fact, I was all set to place the call when I received word that he had been relieved of his position.
Nixed,
right. So much for that. We'll try to find more interesting people. If you have any suggestions as to who you'd like us to talk to, we can do it. Part of my philosophy, and I think part of Mike's philosophy, is that the human mind can do anything. And we'll certainly prove that here.
Bravo.
Well said, huh?
Yeah.
I must say so myself. So.
Well, let me just read one of these stories from the NetLamp News.
Okay with me.
This is, well... Thank you.
Set.
That's my little introductory bit there.
Mike's introduction. Go ahead.
What was that? Was that a car crash or what?
It's
interesting because I was driving down the road the other day, and I thought this was very interesting. Tooting along.
Driving down the road can be very interesting.
It can be, especially at this point because...
Especially if you're driving on the left side of the road.
Well, we're going to read that little story about England in a few moments. What are you doing? You're trying to strangle me with my cord here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, I was driving down the road the other day. I was just tooting along in my automobile. It was about dusk. So everybody's taillights showed up perfectly in the dark. We're tooting along all by myself, I guess, and I'm coming up to a traffic light or a stoplight or whatever you'd like to call it. And... Because it's open to debate what people call those things with the three lights on it. The, what is it, red on top, right, and yellow in the middle and green on bottom?
I don't know if they were decorations of a sort. They do flash in unison. I mean, they go from one light to another.
There is some kind of sequence there.
It's, green at the bottom.
I think if...
Orange or yellow or something.
Amber. Amber, yes. Because my name's not Bamber.
And red on the top.
Traffic lights.
Red on the top, and they're never all on at the same time, are they?
No. I've seen them on... Well, anyhow, that's not the gist of
You've
the story.
You've seen a lot of things, Mike.
Yes, I've been around. That's not the gist of my story, though. The whole crux of the matter is we're tooting along and come up to one of these things that does these things, and it turns yellow, and everybody... slams on their brakes at the same time, and all these like six cars in front of me, all these cars in front of me all put on their brakes at the exact same millisecond.
It must have made
a dent in my mind.
Beautiful symmetry of lights suddenly, like lighting a huge Christmas tree in
exactly
in Rockefeller Center.
Well, no, not exactly.
It's like all red.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something in Red Square, but just this simultaneous.
It was. It was very interesting because all these people's lights came on all at the same time, and it was really kind of neat. And on the way home from an automobile trip to Florence, Italy, with her daughter and son-in-law, a Hungarian woman died suddenly. The couple placed her body in the back seat of the car and continued toward home. Still in Italy, they stopped briefly at a restaurant for coffee, and while they were inside, someone stole the woman's body from the car. Despite pleas in a number of local... UPI, of course.
That's interesting, but what in the world does that have to do with all the cars slamming on their brakes?
Well, it was just a neat kind of thing. It probably has absolutely no interest to anyone listening, but this story I just read you reminds me an awful lot when I was in grammar school. I had an acquaintance who had an acquaintance who was a New York City police officer, and. His mother-in-law had been ill, and she was recovering from some illness or something. This is true, too. And don't give me that skeptical look.
That's not my skeptical look.
What is it?
That's my just plain unbelieving look.
But this is true. Skeptical and unbelieving, aren't they about the same?
Not really. Skeptical's a little bit less.
Okay.
Unbelieving is totally gone.
So anyway, this woman was recovering, and everybody thought she was well on the way to recovery. And they're tooting along. They decide they're going to go for a little camping trip upstate. So they pick up the kid at school and that kind of thing. And so all four of them go up to upstate, some lake or someplace, I don't know. And they tucked everybody in bed, and the husband and wife just sat out by the campfire for a little while. Mm-hmm. And they... Well, before they settled in bed, they wanted to check on the kid and mother. So they checked on the kid. He was okay, but the mother had died. And this is true. So they decided, well, they have to pack it up and pack
everything. Excuse me, is this the morbid hour or something?
Sure.
Are we
for sure?
But this is dead people.
This is very interesting.
It isn't. Okay, I hope so.
Yes. So this fellow who was telling me this story, in fact, he was at one point an assistant to a mortician.
Right.
More stories from that later. But anyway,
I'm sure.
They decided, well, gosh, you know, it costs so much money to have this corpse shipped down. Why not transport it ourselves? And say she died at home. We woke her up. We woke up the next morning and looked in her bed, and she was passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided, they rolled her up in a tent, and they put her up on the roof of the car. They really did. So they're driving along.
I'm not even going to say anything. Just keep going.
They're driving along. Then why did you just say that then? They're driving along, and they get tired. And, of course, they did the exact same thing that these people did. And this is true. They stopped off for coffee because they had been on the road since earlier that morning. And, well, they said, well, let's stop for coffee. So they stopped. And while they were in the diner, someone stole their car.
Oh, boy.
Because they must have figured, wow, I wonder what's that inside the tent. Let's take the car, and it's probably worth a lot of money. So they,
you know, this sounds like the basis for a very good script of something like Green Acres or one of those great TV comedy series where, you know, this chaos reigns for a day and everybody
is sort of, kind of sick.
Everybody goes crazy running around town looking for the car and something.
Well, they finally
maybe
found the car.
90s or
they found the car. And
they
did
find the car.
It was abandoned a short distance away, and no suspects were ever apprehended in the theft of the car, because apparently they had unraveled the tent and found this woman's body and were terrified beyond all recognition, and they just took off. And apparently the guy might have lost his job or was severely punished for trying this act of bringing his mother-in-law home. It's all
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure everybody out there is
deeply touched
in various ways that maybe they wouldn't have liked to have been touched in the moment, but they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Well,
you have been listening to is the very, very first conversation ever took place on The Voice of Long Island, the program that stamps on the foot of authority. That was the phrase. This is Eric Corley, and outside in the grass right now is...
Yeah, Mike Juhas. I'm actually standing at a rock.
Yeah, standing at a rock.
Yes, leaning on a rock.
It was...
How did you like those folk tales there that we accepted as truth unfairly?
Well, you accepted them
as
truth.
Okay, it was me. Okay.
You really seem to like those kind of stories, too, and you still do. Even though you live in Wisconsin now, you still go for that kind of thing. And
I do,
think that's just fine.
I'm more of a skeptic now.
Yeah, well, what's that? Another car, eh?
It was a mailroom service truck. Just
That
was a great green van.
Oh, Jimmy McDexter has joined you, I see.
Absolutely, here I am.
Oh, well, now, what do you think of this glorious springtime weather we have?
It's wondrous fair out here, Eric.
Yeah? How does it compare to the weather in say, Scotland this time
of year?
Oh,
well, back on the moors, it's much wetter and cold. This is great fun.
Great fun? What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Oh, I cable toss, lad.
Cable toss?
Caber, with an R. Yes, silly.
Caber toss.
Yeah, caber toss.
Well, what pray tell is that?
It's a great big stick.
Uh-huh.
And you throw it as far as you can.
Well, what's the point of that?
To see how manly you are.
I see. The farther you throw the stick, the more of a man you are. Then.
Absolutely.
I see. You see, here in this country, we throw sticks and our dogs go and get them and bring them back to us, and then we do it again.
What kind of fun is that?
Well, it's not much fun after you do it for about an hour and the dog won't stop. You know, it just keeps going on and on.
The rascal just keeps running around and around. And
well, eventually they get cardiac arrest and then they stop.
Well, that's bloody sad, isn't it?
Well, it is kind of sad at the time, but you forget about it soon afterwards. All but right. That's not what we're here to talk about today. It's 8 minutes to 4 o'clock, and this is the Voice of Long Island reunion show. If you've ever heard this program before, you would have heard it at midnight on a Friday night, Saturday morning kind of thing. Right, Mike?
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, and here it is, almost 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. We've never done that before.
No, never.
Well,
actually, we did one reunion show once before, though. Was this not in the daytime?
No, I think it was the exact same time.
Oh,
I think we didn't do the
right.
show for about 5 years, and then we just suddenly came back without even announcing it and just did it.
And there we were.
And our listeners were waiting for us, too. That was the most amazing thing. For just 5 years, they sat by the radio waiting for us to come back, and,
I wonder
and
if
we
they're
came
there
back.
Now.
And they were so disgusted with how we had turned out that they never listened again. I think that's pretty incredible, don't you? Right, we want to thank Dave from Fort Jeff Station for his generous pledge.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And we hope other people will join Dave as showing their appreciation for non-commercial radio, because that's what this is, folks. This is non-commercial radio.
We try to be inventive.
I don't want to say non-commercial radio at its finest, but it is non-commercial radio. That you got to give us. You got to give us that.
Eric, you know what's looming on the horizon, even as we speak?
A UFO?
Oh, it's a great bus.
It's
a great huge mechanical means of conveyance.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could be there with you.
Well, you're going to be here through the miracle of modern technology.
Yep, here it comes.
Here it comes.
Wow. I can just smell the fumes. Now, I invite our listeners.
Guess what?
Tune around.
Guess what, Eric?
What?
Guess what it has
on the back
of it?
It had a USB bumper sticker on it.
No, it had an...
Why?
A great big huge advertisement from some other radio station.
Are you serious? Oh, that's not a campus bus then?
No.
Okay, it's one of those blue buses.
It's a blue bus.
Now, not many other radio stations on the dial right now are playing buses. I gotta give you that. You know, not many stations.
It's like rush hour here. There's more cars going by.
Is that a fact? Well, we're giving you the live update from the Stony Brook campus here. But we're here today as Mike has come all the way out from Wisconsin to be a part of this this lunacy.
We need to hear from you today at 516-632-6901. Kind of help us support this radio station. We're looking to raise our transmitter height so you can hear this kind of quality. I'm not saying whether it's high quality, but this kind of quality radio day in and day out. Or even if you just don't have any money and you have a car with a loud muffler, drive by our microphones.
Yeah, you can honk, you know, or something like that. We used to get people to do that all the time. We used to broadcast from the bridge to nowhere. But by calling 632-6901, area code 516, you're showing your support and you're helping us get to the stage where we can get even further out into the island and keep our signal from being curtailed in the future, because that is what faces us right now. It is a crisis situation. We're looking at a reduced signal range if other radio stations put their simulcasting operations up, and that's not a good thing to talk about, but that's the truth, folks.
It's a possibility.
632-6901, area code 516. We'd like to hear from whoever is out there. We've got all kinds of neat special gifts for you: concert tickets, T-shirts, coffee mugs, movie tickets, you name it. We've got things that when we give this back to you, you'll find that we're actually giving you more than what your pledge is. In other words, if you pledge, what do you have out there? Well, I've got them here too. Okay,
I've got a piece of candy.
Hold up, that's good. If you pledge $50, you'll get something like $100 worth of merchandise back. Plus, you'll get the satisfaction of knowing that that you're helping us out and moving us closer to that hill. So 632-6901. I want to see those phones ring. I want to see at least one call come in during this wrap. I mean, Mike, do we still have it? Do we still have the magic touch?
Did we ever have it to begin with?
Well,
give us a call now at 516-632-6901.
All you really have to know is that we're out here sitting on a great rock.
Watching a great bus.
It's like this is the bus program this afternoon.
We'll talk about buses if that's what you want from us. We'll talk about buses. We'll talk about anything you want.
Oh,
I don't think that's funny, but
If we don't meet our goals for this program...
That's not funny at all.
We are going to throw somebody out of the window here.
Oh, that's...
And this, I hope, is not a threat. I hope this is going to actually happen if...
Well, that is a threat.
Well, now, speaking of the window that you were speaking of, there is someone at that window right now, and I think you should go to it, Mike.
Okay.
Now, Mike is all the way across the field, and he's going to walk
over
to...
That means I'm
going to
have to put down the phone, the microphone, right?
Well, no, you carry the microphone with you.
Oh, that means that Jim Dexter is going to have to come with us.
I've got to go through then.
I thought you had two different microphones.
Well,
yes,
but
they're connected, you see.
Well, what's the point of having two of them, then, if they're connected? You mean there's only one wire but two microphones? It's sort of like a double-headed dragon?
It's a sad state of affairs, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, but that's what non-commercial radio does. You
here
know?
We are. We
don't have much money.
You make the best of what you've got, haven't you?
But you got to make the best of what you got. Didn't somebody say that in the song once?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
We're trekking back up against up this grassy knoll. Would you kindly pull that wire?
Well,
you?
This is more of a berm, isn't it? Not a knoll, but a berm.
Mike yelling out to strangers to help him as he walks across the field. 632-6901, let's see those telephone lines light up, please. Let's get some calls, let's get some support here, because we don't want to fade away, and that's what we're facing, fading away. 632-6901, get tickets to New Community Cinema, get T-shirts, WUSB T-shirts, and all kinds of other neat things. 632-6901. What do you got?
Some wondrous thing is going to happen, I think, here.
Well, what's that? I was just told to convey the message that somebody is at the window and wishes to communicate with you. Now,
I wonder if that person's going to do what we think she's going to do.
It's a remarkable sight.
Well, she's
here.
Going to jump out the window.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. No, we don't want to light up the switchboard that much.
Please give us a call at 516-632-6901. We have somebody who thinks she's going to jump out the window here. This would be a tremendous tragedy.
All right. Well, now, before we let all our mixed emotions get out over the airwaves, let's try to ascertain the situation. What we're going to do is we're going to go back into our Voli theme. We're going to have another episode of the Tripods coming up. You can find out what's going on in the sewers of Nice. We're going to try to look at this crisis situation here and figure out just what's going on. We'll get back to you with a report as it comes in. But right now, something is going on the window ledge of WUSB.
Don't do it, Lappy. Don't do it.
We don't know quite what it is yet.
Please wait for the net to get out here.
Okay, so we're going to sort of fade away here and come back. But please, let's see some calls of support. In all seriousness, we need to hear from you. 632-6901.
That's 516-632-6901.
Yeah, folks in Connecticut, we know you're there. 632-6901. Remember that number. Pull over to the side of the road. Give us a call. We're not kidding, folks. We're not kidding. We need your help, or we'll fade away. Radio Free Long Island, an express written consent with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents the episodes of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. We left our friends Howard and Kathy and Boris last week. The statue for which they had been searching in the sewer system of Nice had just been broken, revealing no treasure inside. And as we join Howard and Kathy, they're hysterically laughing now.
Oh, it doesn't make sense, does it? How could we be laughing after all that's been happening to us?
I don't know, Kathy. What else can we do? We risked our lives for a treasure that doesn't exist. And a statue that's broken into a million pieces.
And we're still risking our lives, Howard. After all, we haven't found a way out of these sewers yet.
That's right.
I do not think it is funny, my friends.
Oh, come on, boys. Where's your sense of humor?
Oh, Oh, just look at the facts. Don't you think they're a trifle bizarre?
Kind of out of the ordinary?
You could almost say they're totally ridiculous.
Oh, I can easily say that, Kathy. I mean, I could even say it's absurd.
Absurd. Kind of silly.
Dopey. Foolish.
Asinine.
Yeah.
That's a good word. I've always liked that word, asinine.
I do, too. It's so authoritative.
Yes.
But this one we're leaving out entirely.
Well, what word is that?
Stupid.
Oh, yes. Oh, we certainly can't forget that one, can we?
I think stupid is the word that sums up this entire escapade. Now, here we've wasted a totally good vacation, worn ourselves to a frazzle, worried all of our friends and relatives to death while we've been waltzing around in sewers.
My friends, we must cease our babbling and start finding a way out of these here sewers.
That's what we've been talking about for the past 20 minutes, Boris.
Yes, and we've determined that there's no way to get out of here.
Yep. We resigned ourselves to the fact that we're going to spend the rest of our lives right here.
But surely you do not for one moment believe that you will actually spend the remainder of your days beneath these here streets. These?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, that door in front of us is locked tight, and behind us is nothing but corridors
Mr.
that
Tripod.
Go on forever.
Mr. Tripod.
I mean, if you want to go walking around in the dark and dingy place, searching for an exit that's getting further and further into this cold and clammy pit. Well, you can do just that, but as for me and Kathy...
Mr. Tripod!
What is it, Boris?
Don't you see that sign above your head, Mr. Tripod?
What sign? You mean that one? It says... sortie. I don't know what that means.
Mr.
What?
Tripod, the word sortie in French means exit.
Exit?
Yes.
You mean... That's an exit sign that we've been standing under all
Howard,
this time?
Well, Howard, why didn't you know that?
Oh, come on. Kathy, you don't expect me to know everything, do you?
Well, it wouldn't hurt, you know.
How come you don't know it? I mean, why is it always me?
Oh, no, comrades, we must not bicker at this crucial stage. Let us depart from these here sewers. Straight away.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
I'll be glad to get out of this awful place.
Look, it's a wall we've come to.
We must go up this here ladder, my friends.
Ooh.
It probably goes up to a manhole or some such thing.
Oh, I'll certainly be glad to see the light of day again, that's for sure. I wonder if it is daytime outside.
That looks like a trap door above us.
Can you get a firm grip on it, Boris?
Yes, it is unlocked. And I am opening it now. I will step up past it now.
All right, go ahead, Kathy. You're next.
You'll catch me if I fall, won't you, Howard?
But try not to fall, Kathy.
Don't worry.
Well, here we are.
Where?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Look, I see bars all around us. Almost as if we were inside a cage.
And so, Howard, Kathy, and Boris finally managed to get out of the sewer system under the city of Nice, but apparently have stepped into even more trouble. You'll want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say...
Hey, let's go back into the sewers!
That's next week on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
I wanna
Here at USB FM, Mike Juhas down. Well, I'm inside now, and I guess Eric's out there. Eric? Eric? Well, we're live on the air from outside.
One, two.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're on the air.
Oh, God. Are we on yet, Mike?
Yes, we are.
All right, let me know when the mic's live.
The mic is it's live.
Oh, for God's sake, why didn't you tell me? Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Oh, it's a nice day outside. Now I'm outside, in case you haven't figured that out. And Mike's inside. It's nice inside, too, but it's nicer outside.
It's a gorgeous day.
It sure is. But, you know, if you're outside right now, well, what would people be doing with radios? I guess they'd be lolling about on the beach, maybe?
No, are you
too early for that. But
Are you still near the...
Whoa, what's that?
Are you still near the highway?
No, actually, we're right by the window.
Oh, so you are fairly close to the highway, then.
Well, we're right by the window. Well, of course, yeah, well, I mean, we're next to the highway, but, you know, we're near the window, too.
Right.
You know, it's both.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
The highway's right here.
Right.
You should have seen what we just saw.
We heard it.
Yeah, so there's a crowd of people that seems to have formed around us. I guess they're appreciative fans. The hostile fans? Uh-oh. Well, we'll keep this one short, then.
Now, you were saying something about there's something that has appeared in the window.
Sounds like somebody just exhaled on the microphone. What was that?
Oh! Something appeared at the windowsill. It's not a person after all.
No, actually, there was a bit of confusion before. You may have heard, you know how it is with the media when there's a crisis situation unfolding. Remember the earthquake and all that? You get wrong information, and we sort of panic, and we said there was somebody on the USB window ledge about to jump. That, as it turns out, is not in fact the case. The fire truck with the ladder just went by? Wait, now you see what's happened. We've caused a panic.
Oh,
how about there's a fire truck with a ladder on campus? And we don't have a fire truck with a ladder on campus, so it came from off campus.
Ah.
Maybe there's a fire on campus somewhere. I don't know.
Well, let's hope not.
But that's something else that we'll panic about later. No, the actual facts of the matter on the window sill, there is not a person up there threatening to jump. It is, in fact, from this angle, and it's kind of hard to see the full thing from this angle, but it looks like a quarter of a watermelon sitting there, and it does look like it's in a position to jump. It's too early to tell exactly now what's going on. I know there's somebody there trying to talk to it, so we're going to have to... I don't like to be a part of things like this because it's kind of sensationalist.
Sensationalist.
Something about one more pledge or it's going right over. So we do need to see those phones ring. They've been kind of slow, you know, and we know why they've been kind of slow. It's because Mike and I are on the air.
We have a phone volunteer that's sitting in there with phone in hand talking with a listener.
Oh, several phone volunteers are sitting by, so feel free to give a call. Keep them busy. 632-6901, area code 516. It's a nice spring day here. It's about bloody time spring came, but here it is. And, you know, it's what better way to usher in the weather than with a nice song like Rita Marley and making a pledge to non-commercial radio so you can continue to hear Rita Marley. And sometimes we play Rita Marley without talking over her.
That would be nice. Please give us a call now during Radiothon 1990. We're here to ask your support for moving our signal... moving our antenna tower to a higher location so you can hear a better signal from us.
That's right. The higher you are, the better you sound. So just agree to that.
We've got more episodes of the Tripod Family here on WUSB Stony Brook. We've got a double
box
session.
Full. You know, I had to order those special from Big Bear City. And, actually, you know, there is a surprise coming up. I didn't tell you about this, but I'll tell you when I go back upstairs.
Oh.
Yeah. So all kinds of special things coming your way here on WUSB in Stony Brook. The Voice of Long Island Reunion Show. We've got all kinds of neat special things. We'd like to hear from you. 632-6901. Support your community radio station.
Your watermelon radio station.
Let's not try to encourage the watermelon. But it's actually not a full watermelon. It's a quarter of a watermelon. And it is on the windowsill. Okay, it's kind of a bad situation right now. So maybe we'll just fade to music or something and come back to this. Yeah, let's do that. Thank you.
development from outside on the grassy knoll here, and looks like we have some real excitement there. This watermelon is about ready to jump.
Yeah, well, we've got Eric has shown up.
Eric, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Can you hear me? Okay, well, things are getting kind of hectic down here. There's a crowd developing, urging the watermelon to jump. And the police are here right now. In case you think we're kidding, we're not. This is a very serious situation.
We've
folks.
we've never attracted this much attention.
Do not jump. We have help on the way.
All it's going to take, folks, is one more pledge, and we can save the watermelon. And you know, watermelon is nice to have. We don't want to see the watermelon jump.
Please, crowd, do not try and get the watermelon to jump. We have the fire department on the way. It will be rescued.
516. We need to hear from you. 516-632-6901. We've got a watermelon that's about ready to jump to its ultimate and untimely death. If we do not hear from you now with a pledge of support to WUSB, 516-632-6901.
You know, Mike, when I agreed to do this show with you this afternoon, I didn't expect it to turn out like this.
Nor did I.
Why do things like this always happen when we do these shows?
We attract the most strangest kind of attention.
We sure do. And, oh, boy. 632-6901, area code 516. Let's try and deal with the situation, and we'll get back to you, eh?
I think what we'll do is we're going to get into some music here.
Yeah, that's good. Music,
and,
yeah.
And you deal music. You deal with the law enforcement types down there. On the watermelon situation, we've gotten a couple of calls. We need some more at 516-632-6901. That's a desperate watermelon. Give us a call. Pledge your support to WUSB. Talking with law enforcement right now. Eric, can you give us an update on what's happening down there? Eric.
Hi, Mike. I didn't hear a word you just said.
Can you give us an update as to what's happening with law enforcement?
Well, there's really no new news. The watermelon is still up there. It doesn't look like it's changed its position in any way. However, we do have Officer James here. Perhaps you could tell us, are there many instances of watermelons acting desperate like this?
We haven't had many lately. There was the great scourge back in 83, where there was a whole rash of watermelons. There was the very famous Mr. Pink Watermelon. He went, and that... This,
I remember that. Yeah. I was there for that
one. Oh, that was a big one, yeah. What happened was that set off a whole rash of copycat watermelon jumps. It was ugly. The sanitation department was kept busy 24 hours a day with that one.
Now, fortunately, school is not in session here at the State University of Stony Brook, so... The copycat watermelon episodes don't seem to be very likely, especially since it's not the proper season for watermelons anyway. Do you look upon that as a lucky kind of thing?
We're very, very fortunate that this is not a celebrity watermelon, and therefore the likelihood of having copycat watermelon jumps is very remote at this time. Like I said, it is out of season, which is good because the sanitation department at the university is also trying to enjoy their holiday weekend. So we're at a skeleton crew right now, making it a very difficult time. So we're hoping that if anybody jumps, it'll only be the seedless types.
Okay, yeah, because it is quite a mess to clean up when these things do happen.
We need to hear from your listeners, though. This to the crowd. They're getting a little ugly out here. So,
oh, that's
1 second.
Please save the watermelon. Call 632-6901. That's 632-6901.
Yes, that's the voice of authority. Because, you know, we've seen this kind of thing all too many times. We want to put a stop to it. You know, we don't want to see watermelons plunge to their deaths. It's, you know,
it leaves a horrible sight all over. I mean, avocados are bad. Kiwi fruits are particularly devastating. But just the sheer size of the watermelon makes it a horrible, horrifying sight. We're trying to get the children away now because just in the outside chance that it happens, we don't want this to be traumatize them for life.
Well, we've got a crowd of at least several hundred people here now watching the situation. And most of them seem, a few people have said they've never seen a watermelon jump before, and it seems like they're kind of eager to see something for the first time. What would you say to those people?
It's like an accident scene, you know, on the highways, and everybody has to stop, and it just creates more and more of a problem. And they don't realize that once they do stop, and they do see it, is that if they really do see something, they become traumatized. And then we have this whole outreach program for the viewers of jumped watermelons. And we're getting less funding this year. It makes it very difficult.
It's kind of sad to see people treat other living creatures with such disdain and lack of understanding. I was wondering if you'd do me one more favor. Every time you blow the siren, the people sort of run in terror. I'd like to see that. Could you do it again?
Certainly. Hold on.
So good. There they go. A couple of them even fainted. That old lady over there. Oh, that's real nice. We're going to go back to the studios now, and the watermelon is holding its position. Give us a call, 632-6901. I think every call at this point will help. And save the watermelon on the Voice of Long Island.
Shut up.
keep those calls coming in at 516-632-6901. Save the watermelon. We have Jim McDexter down there that has something to say, some words of important imports about this watermelon situation.
Go ahead, Jim. You're on. Go ahead. Jim, we're trying to get you to say something about the situation.
Well, this is horrible. I've never seen anything quite like it in my entire existence. We don't have watermelons over there, you see. And, well, wait, hold on a second. Don't do it, you great piece of fruit. Please. I don't think I can stand it if you do. For God's sake, please, just stay up there. We'll put you in a nice refrigerator. I don't know if it's listening to me, Eric. I'm not sure.
Well, it's not moving, so I think every word at this stage can help the situation.
See, again, what I'm saying to you, you great seed full fruit item. It's just turning a deaf ear on me, I think.
It didn't motion for a second. I don't know
what is it, Lass?
It moved a little bit to the left.
Or whatever, y'all.
It just moved a little bit to the left. I don't know what that means.
What is it?
It means it's a leftist watermelon.
An interpreter.
If anyone out there is able to communicate with a watermelon, don't call, show up. Just come by to the State University of Stony Brook and help us out here because...
Oh, this is brutal and horrible.
We don't have much time as a call out for anybody who understands watermelons a little better than we do because we're just radio people. We don't really know what we're doing.
We need to hear from you.
632-6901.
Please give us a call at 632-6901 if you can lend some financial support to this radio station. Save the watermelon. If you can communicate with our watermelon who has... We're going on a suicide watch, boys and girls here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a shame it had to come to this.
This is something that you'd expect from any other radio station except this one, but it has come to this. We need to hear from you. The phones have been ringing. We've been getting some very good support from you. Listeners, we need more. 516-632-6901.
James McDexter has a comment.
Well, it's a wonderful shade of red and green. It looks plenty healthy enough. We can't let it go. We've got to save it. Please give us a call. 632-6901. Quickly calls before... Oh, it's getting a little springy up there, I think.
Express written consent of the Three Village Tobacco Farms proudly presents The Adventures of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. Our scene shifts back to Long Island this week as Pop Tripod is being questioned at a local police department regarding the shooting of Charlie. And as we look in on him, we hear...
Confound it, Inspector. I don't know what you want. I've told you everything I know.
Now, try not to take it personally, Mr. Tripod. Now, we have to approach this case from all angles. Now, your next-door neighbor was shot right in your house for no apparent reason. And you were there, too. So, naturally, we have quite a few questions to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care for a cigarette?
No, thanks. I don't smoke.
Huh?
Mind you, I used to. Yeah, I'd go through 5 or 6 packs a day if I felt like it.
So what happened?
Well, I discovered I liked salty pretzels even more. And a hell of a lot cheaper, you know.
That may be so, but for me, there's no substitute for the real thing. That's so relaxing. Have you ever taken up cigars?
No, I never did. They're too big for me. They keep falling out of my mouth.
That's too bad. That really is. Yeah, you know what would be good for a man like you?
What?
A pipe.
A pipe? Yeah, I can picture myself sitting back in a rocking chair, relaxing in the evening air, smoking a big old nice big huge pipe.
Mr. Trifle, let's stop beating around the bush.
Oh.
Who can you think of that would want to kill you?
What? Kill me? What are you talking about? Charlie's the one who was shot, not me.
Come on now, Mr. Tripod. Exactly. And isn't it true that your son and his wife are still on vacation somewhere in Europe?
Well, yeah, but they should have been home by now.
Nevertheless, you were the only person living in your house on the day of the shooting. And anyone who was watching you or the house would know that, right?
I guess so.
Good. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up. I feel much better now.
Well, I don't feel much better.
Hey, Callahan, get in here. On the double.
Why would anybody want to shoot me? I'll never bother anyone. I'm my own business.
Callahan, come on, get a move on.
Yeah, boss.
Where's that listing of the 10 most wanted gun-toting criminals in the suburbs of Long Island?
Oh, I put that in your briefcase, Inspector, so you wouldn't lose it.
Good, good. Now, where's my briefcase?
It's right over there, where you left it. Over here by the, hey. That's funny, I remember seeing it on that table just,
Callahan, right, get downstairs. Get downstairs and block off every one of the exits. Don't let anybody out.
Right, boss.
Riley, you get on the phone and issue an all-points bulletin for that briefcase. Set up roadblocks in every street and search all the buses and trains.
Sure.
Dinberg, get over here. You contact all the media, radio, television, newspapers. I want front page stories tomorrow morning and lead items on the 6 o'clock news tonight. Hurry up!
Isn't this your briefcase over here? Underneath all these papers, Inspector?
What? Oh, yes, yes, so it is. How about that? That was a close call. My lunch is in there.
What about the gun-toting criminals?
The what? Oh, the gun-toting criminals, yes. Well, every 2 weeks we come up with a list of the top 10 gun-toting criminals on Long Island. The list is compiled from our three largest precincts. Of course, a lot of people feel it's unfair that we only expose the more commercially developed gun-toting criminal and don't really pay attention to all the new emerging ones. But that's the way the business operates, you know.
I don't care about that. I want to find out who shot Charlie and whether or not they wanted to shoot me.
Well, I hope you understand, Mr. Tripod, that if this person has only one target, namely you, there wouldn't be much reason for him to be on this list, since no one's seen him yet.
So, how are we going to catch him?
Well, our best bet is to get somebody with a good eye for detail. Then, after you get shot, this person can tell us what the assailant looked like.
But, how are you? What?
And so it appears as if Pop Tripod might be the victim of a future assassination attempt. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear the inspector say,
"Hey, where the hell's my wallet?"
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
looking to see if we can't get our watermelon talked safely down from its ledge up above there. It's started raining outside here. We don't know what's happened. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's not a very good sight. The watermelon is still maintaining its own position, which I guess is good, but it's also pouring right now. And it's odd because it only seems to be pouring on this particular part of the street right outside the building. And I can't help but think that that's got something to do with the response that we're getting. It's not as good as it could be. And I can't help but wonder if this means it might be raining all the time from now on WUSB.
We need to hear from you now at 516-632-6901. If not for us, for the watermelon.
There's some people from a competing station, a commercial station across the road, doing a rain chant. Can you believe how sick people are sometimes?
Oh, no.
632-6901, area code 516.
On the positive note, though, Eric, we have been getting some calls. We've gotten a few pledges in the last half hour.
Oh, that's good. God bless those people.
We need to save that watermelon at 516-632. Boy, it is getting rough out there, isn't
it? It's pretty... Well, you're inside. You don't know. It's wet out here, and I'm pretty wet. I intend to speak to somebody about this. Well, would anybody mind if I dug into the vestibule where the ATM is? Because I did want
to... Jeez, I don't know, Eric. I mean, we got a lot of stuff that we have to program here, and...
I just want to get $20 out of the machine.
Okay. Do you think you can walk over there?
I can try.
Okay. Are we going to follow you?
Well, I guess you have to, since everybody's connected by wires.
516-632-6901. Now, Eric's going over to the ATM. He didn't say it, but he implied it, that he's going to take out $20.
Well, no, I did say it. I didn't imply it. I said it.
And you're going to give that to the radio station here.
Well, I didn't. That I didn't say. That you're implying.
That is what you implied. Give us a call at 516-632-6901.
No, I need $20 for myself, because I want to go out drinking after the show.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but that's... Well, let's see. One of the machines is being used right now, so... well, another one isn't. It's getting wet out here. All right, folks.
516-632-6901. This is the Voice of Long Island Reunion Program here at WUSB in Stony Brook.
I've arrived at the machine. The little door is going to open. All right. Now I have to enter my code here. All right. Let's see. I want to withdraw some cash here from checking. Let's take out, all right, let's do that. Yeah, that's correct.
$200 for WUSB.
That's not correct. Hopefully, here we go.
We have weather reports coming in from other parts of Long Island and Southern Connecticut saying it's a beautiful, wonderful day, a wondrous day, lovely skies, temperatures in the 50s. But here in Stony Brook, where we have a watermelon that's about ready to jump, it's pouring rain. We need to hear from you now at 516-632-6901.
All right, we've successfully completed this. Now let's get the hell out of here before anybody catches us.
Are you walking back over to the watermelon there?
We're walking back to the watermelon, yeah. It's... That's what we have to do. We've got to keep an eye on the situation. Backups have arrived. Law enforcement backups have arrived. The place is swarming with police. People just watching the situation. A lot of spectators, rubberneckers, steel neckers. I don't know what you call the people, but it all gets me sick, to be honest.
We need to hear from you at 516-632-6901.
632-6901.
Call us now. Things are getting pretty desperate for this watermelon out there. Please give us a call now.
They most definitely are. They certainly are.
Eric, do you have Jim Dexter down there that can say a few words?
Jimmy McDexter, yes.
He's a spiritual sort of leader to us around here.
Yes, Jimmy McDexter, I know you're very emotionally upset. He was sort of weeping into a tree there. But perhaps you could put those tears into words.
Yeah, well, I'm very upset about the poor bloody little watermelon, but, you know, this weather is really rather like home. It's kind of reminiscent of my own homeland out on the moors but it's making me sad that this poor...
Making
tiny,
me sick. I don't know about you, but it's
sick,
making me sick.
Yeah, sick, sad, and exhausted from trying to save this wondrous little piece of edible fruit.
We need
you Scotsmen have such a way of putting things. You know?
Yeah, well, we try really language. Hard, you see.
This watermelon here, he said a few words. He said that he is really serious about jumping and lists this radio station.
Oh, it is a he, then. Do we have an identification on the watermelon?
It's a laddie?
No, he didn't say his name, but he said that he was...
That was a very, very, very close call just now. We had a microphone technician here who whipped the wire so much that it hit the watermelon, and the watermelon... just sort of toppled for a second.
You have to be much more careful.
Just sort of moved a little bit.
Gracious. He's on the brink.
And
the phones are ringing at 516-632-6901.
The crowd has moved a little bit closer here. Yes, 632-6901. Join the people. Do we have anybody to thank?
I'm not sure because I don't have the list in front of me because I'm in the wrong room. We need to hear from you at 516-632-6901. Join your friends and neighbors on Long Island who need to save this watermelon, save this radio station.
Saving the watermelon is a short-term goal, but saving the radio station is the long-term goal. And if you can pledge $10, $20, $50, join the 90.1 Club by pledging $90.10. Whatever you can do, it will help us help keep the signal going and help improve the signal and keep other stations from stepping upon us, which is what the plan is right now. So 632-6901 is the phone number, area code 516. Do give a call now. We've got some other features to go to. Of course, everything is being overshadowed by this late-breaking news development here. So
it's pouring rain out here.
It's pouring. We're wet. I think Mike is going out next.
I better go.
There's a car pulling up to us now. I can't believe people are they're it's incredible what people are doing. They're just swarming all over the place.
I think it's a car full of rescue equipment.
Well, let them pull the emergency vehicle over here. Mike, I think we should cut back to the studio and...
Going back to the studio now.
I'm going to step in for a little while. Maybe you could step out, eh?
Fine.
Get a little wet yourself.
The phone number here is 516-632-6901. We need to hear from you immediately here.
Oh, you have an umbrella? Can I have that umbrella?
No, I want the umbrella.
Look, I'm on the bloody
commotion going on here because we have this watermelon, a very destitute watermelon that's about ready to jump. We have some people downstairs that have just driven up looking to see if they can't help but save the watermelon as well. They're going to give a matching donation of of $100 if somebody calls up right now. If we get enough, $100, we have in pledges here. We have somebody downstairs that's going to donate. Somebody that just drove up that's going to donate $100 to this radio station. If we get enough pledges here at 90.1 FM, give us a call now at 516-632-6901. Save the watermelon. The real purpose is, of course, the watermelon is destitute. The watermelon does not want to see this station fade away. We hope you're like that, too. Give us a call now at 516-632-6901.
I know you're like that.
To the casual love affair, I'm in a different stairway. Did I climb? When the ice cubes turned to water and the candles melted down, it was a long cab ride home. What was mine? I've been going solo so long, how did you get through? I'm a full-rigged schooner, mama, with a one-man crew. Oh, the phenomenon of love, the phenomenon of my love. Sugar beach where the smooth birds run and call, and a white moon lingers on the way. Sweat that clings between us will dissolve the night apart. Still, I dare to tell you I will stay. Check these guys one time more. If I don't release it, say it here and say it now, I'll lose you to the wind up from the shore. Phenomenon of my love for you.
Sunday FM with the Watermelon and Watch. And a free hot lunch here with a tune called Phenomenon of Love. We need to hear from you at 516-632-6901. They're calling out all sorts of artillery and other such things. Give us a call now, Eric.
Well, people should not bring children to a thing like this. I mean, this is not... I don't know what goes through people's heads. I mean, you have a watermelon on the windowsill threatening to kill itself, and you bring your kids to see something like that. I don't think that's right at all. I just don't think that's right.
The phones have been ringing with lots of support at 516-632-6901.
We want to thank Dave from Hopog who called in and remind people that with a $35 pledge, you'll get a T-shirt, a WUSB T-shirt. For a $50 pledge, you'll get a WUSB T-shirt, a WUSB coffee mug, and a pair of tickets to see Poor Dog Pondering here on at the Stony Brook campus. And we have all kinds of other things too. We've got tickets to see New Community Cinema. We've got if someone really is in a good mood right now, and why shouldn't you be in a good mood with the nice spring weather? Don't think about the watermelon, just think about the weather. A pair of tickets to New Community Cinema for an entire year. And that's for a pledge of $150. And remember, we do take Visa, we do take MasterCard. But we need your help. We need to build the station up so that we can have a strong signal and we won't get stepped upon by the other stations that wish to do that right now.
Eric, it sounds like the Air Force is out there in full force.
It's getting to be quite a scene, and I don't know how it's going to turn out. We're only on until 5:30, so it may be going on throughout the night. I don't know. 632-6901, area code 516. Do give a call. Support the radio station. And, keep us going.
We need to hear from you now at 516-632-6901. We have all sorts of people outside. I have some people inside here. Jerry Reamer's stepping up to the microphone with an important message.
And a real fruit lover just stepped right up and gave us a cash donation, held it up so the watermelon could see it, and the watermelon seems to have settled back, at least for the moment. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for dropping by with that cash donation here at the radio station. We need to improve our signal to you, and we have a very distraught watermelon.
It's just at times like this that you realize how beneficial a radio station like WUSB is. A late-breaking news story like this, nothing is more frustrating than driving around and losing the station, having to drive on the wrong side of the road in order to get the station again. We don't want you to have to do that. We want you to be able to get the radio station no matter what side of the road you're on.
And the watermelon doesn't want you to do that either.
Of course not. And all the fruits around here don't want you to do that either. 632-6901, area code 516. Please give us a call. Join those people that have called in and show your support. 632-6901. Remember, you won't hear it anyplace else.
Give us a call now. We desperately...
dramatic note to end on, and you had to say something else.
Desperately need to hear from you. Well, that's because I didn't have anything else queued up, but now I do.
Skinny white dude came in and took a check. He had a black leather jacket and blue black hair.
That's Brooklyn, baby, call me.
I ain't seen nothing like him down the mangrove.
But this is going to a flat iron stove. And all the brothers in Cabana. Behind, way behind.
It's the blues that takes you off, the fuzz against the wall. Sometimes there's a cloud, can't get no sense at all.
They had the cross, he had the song. The rocker and the rocker can't get along. Looking around for something to find.
They all join in. This is what I found. We fired our guns when the trouble gets coming. There wasn't quite as many as there was a while ago. The fire was more and they began a running. Over lots of waves and by a dimly go.
Calvert, Curry, Herbie, Jam, Michelle. 57, Terry, Hume, slowly. Cops and yachts coming by the truckload. The condo stands at a glass is too close. Race of packs, bottle packs, nobody goes. It's the booze that picks you up, a front against the wall. Lost my wallet and my mind at the carnival. 7-Eleven, McDonald's and Hojo's. Getty's on a jetty, watch river flow. Lamb of Wolf got 42nd Street. Folks, I gotta tell ya, the town's on the beat. That's true, you know.
Time we have special guests drop in. Today we have Mr. Roger.
Yes, that's right.
And you're here to discuss certain inequities in the American justice system as discrimination towards people of your caliber.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr.
That's.
Oh, it's.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I guess many of our listeners are wondering how a man like you got a name like yours.
Well, I figured you'd probably ask me that question, like nearly everybody I run into tends to ask me that question. I guess it's just because they don't know of people with names like mine, but I'd like to assure the people that we do exist.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, where did you come from?
Okay, well, my family is of Monrovian descent.
Mm-hmm.
The family tree has been traced all the way back to Pierre and Edna.
Mm.
And that was back in the medieval days.
Mm-hmm. I see. And are there many of the family left today?
Well, it's nothing like it used to be, but in the metropolitan area alone, I believe there are still three members of their clan. That would be if I have my figures. Let me just check here. Yes, Joshua of Long Beach, Tony from Floral Park, and there's one more I don't have here. She lives in Canarsie. Let me just take a second. Oh, yes, that's Cecilia.
Oh, isn't I?
Excuse me?
Didn't you just cough?
Oh, no, that's her name, you see. She got married, and she wanted to keep her maiden name. So she combined the two, you see.
No, no, you're thinking of a family in Columbus, Ohio. We have nothing to do with them.
Oh, so you're not related?
No, no, not at all.
But you're familiar with them, though?
Yes, well, we do try to keep track of one another.
Let me get right to the point of this whole thing. According to the information I have here, you asked to be a guest on this program so that you could speak out against the injustices which a family such as the family must cope with from day to day.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, and before we go any further, could you just explain to us what those injustices might be?
Oh, I'd be glad to. For one thing, the state of New York will not give a driver's license to either myself or my wife.
Mrs. What's her first name?
Our first name is Judith.
Judith?
Yes.
Okay.
The clerk at the office said that our last name was, and this is a quote, ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, and in addition...
I wonder what her name was.
In addition, I can't get a library card. My kids are unable to register for school, and I can't even get a listing in the telephone book.
I see.
And we've just about had it up to here.
Oh, well, of course I realize what a terrible inconvenience this must be towards people like you. But at the same time, I can see how a name like yours kind of goes against the grain of society. It sounds like you're plotting to overthrow the government or something. How exactly do you plan on...
Let me assure you, Mike, that people with names such as are among the most conservative people in the country.
Really?
I voted for Ronald Reagan. My wife did, too. My kids carry flags on their briefcases, except they don't go to school because the schools won't let them.
Yeah, but you're planning on changing things here. Well, being liberal in the
well,
fact
it's time,
to get
Mike,
yourself
it's a, time
a,
for
accepted
a change.
Into society.
Yeah, it's time for a change because we have been literally hiding under rocks for the past 200 years. Since this nation has been founded, we have been hiding.
You mean there have been since then?
We've existed since the barbarian age, before then even. Since the time of Christ, I believe, we've been around.
Well, how
all
you,
over the place.
How are you just going to go about getting things changed?
Well, lobbying, I feel, is the most effective way. It's really, I think, the only way, especially in a country such as ours. Now, what I've done is I've organized a nationwide coalition of families with central offices in Washington, D.C., and we have quite a list. I could go on for hours listing the families. it's really staggering.
I see.
A lot of common names, which most people probably wouldn't even think of as common.
Like,
are, yes. There.
In fact, my neighbor's name is...
Oh, then you do know people.
A few. He's rather reclusive, though.
Lots of times, some of us tend to be like that, and it's really a shame because we can be the most diverse people in this country, one of the most diverse groups anyway.
Do you find you have common interests, or do you have share interests with any of the general populace?
Well, we like the same things they like. We like to watch tennis on television.
You go to baseball games
we go to.
What's your favorite team?
My favorite team is the Cincinnati Reds, in fact, and they're also, I might add, the oldest team in the baseball leagues.
Are there any baseball players with these funny names?
I believe there are some in the minor leagues. Now, you may think that the reason they haven't advanced is because their name provides a handicap to them. Let me tell you something, Mike.
Or do they change their names?
Some people do change their names. I really can't vouch for that at all. But the name in no way is an indication of the ability of the player or of the ability of the average person. People with names like ours have gone on to invent incredible things.
Really?
Really. The plaster wall, for instance, was invented by a Sam... And that was, I believe, in 1857. No, I have to check on that, though.
We can look that up in our almanac.
Okay, you can do that, then. We have contributed to this society just as much as any other group, and I think in this time when everyone's demanding their rights, it's just about time for us to do the same thing, in a peaceful way, of course, but, I mean... Of all the groups, I think we've been put upon the most.
Uh-huh.
I want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to voice this. No one else does. I've tried to get interviews with Eyewitness News and all sorts of things, the cable news network, when you let me on. You know the kind of weirdos they have.
Yeah.
Tom Snyder laughed at me for 3 minutes on the phone. I lost my dime. It was unbelievable.
But I have to say, I'm glad that there is a radio station.
Before you go, I have one last question. Yeah, you consider yourself a minority in American society. About how many of the of you are there?
Well, it's hard to say, really, because if you go around and ask people names like that, they'll usually, as we mentioned before, will come up with a phony name only because they don't like to start having people laugh at you.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of tragic. People are hiding their true identities.
It's somewhat of a silent majority.
A very silent majority. They don't say a word lots of times. They just become total recluses. I'm trying to bring them out. And hopefully...
Well, you can unite.
We can unite. Right now. His name is Walter. Well, that's close enough. That's another problem. People have got to start learning to pronounce our names correctly. I can give you some pointers on that after.
Okay.
But he is a he's a Republican. He's a strong contender, and I think by the year, 1992, he will be a strong candidate, and by that time, certainly people will have heard of us.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr.
Thank you, Mike. And
and if anyone in our listening audience has any questions, please feel free to write to Roger care of WUSB, State University of New York at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
It's kind of a long address, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Downstairs here again, outside behind the great watermelon. You hear all this racket? You don't hear the racket, I guess, huh?
Oh, I hear the racket. I thought that was a rhetorical question.
We're standing right by a wonderful, great piece of air moving device, a great big huge fan. Eric, I don't know. We've gotten a few calls here. It's pouring rain out here, right outside where this watermelon is. We've actually had people come up to the watermelon site and actually hand us money on the spot for the radio station's signal improvement fund, with the attempt, with the hope that this watermelon would not sacrifice itself.
Well, we were trying to reach the watermelon's brother, I believe, in Phoenix, but...
Any luck? We have an ID on the watermelon then.
Well, the line was busy, and you know it costs $1 to break into a busy signal these days?
Oh, okay, well, obviously it wasn't worth it.
It's incredible. I mean, some things, you know, you just can't do. So, I hear the rain still coming down over there, and... Whoa! That was pretty close, wasn't it?
I'll say. It was close. Eric, I don't know how much longer we can wait here. We need to hear from our listeners at 516-632-6901. This is unique radio programming you cannot hear anywhere else.
No.
Give us a call now. We need to hear from you before this watermelon drops itself from the ledge.
Yes. 632-6901, area code 516.
We're on watermelon watch here.
The mood seems to have changed. I think it's, I don't know. It's kind of somber, I guess?
It's not a feeling of somberness. It's more of just helplessness. I don't think there's anything we can do, Eric.
Well, I don't know.
I am really all chucked up about this.
I don't know if you should show that kind of emotion too much, because
I can't help it. I've never been in a situation like this. The watermelon's getting closer to the edge.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. The last thing we need right now is for people to panic, and that will, the watermelon will see that, and the watermelon will act upon that kind of, just calm down. Everybody calm down.
It's getting. I think it's it.
What?
Eric, this is it.
What do you mean?
It's getting closer to the edge.
What do you mean it's getting closer to the edge? Well,
it's going
to
jump.
No.
This is. I think this is it, Eric. Eric. I can't describe it.
Oh my God.
I can't describe it, Eric. It's splattered. It's a big mess here.
Oh, that's horrible.
If there's only one saving grace, it's that it's pouring rain and it won't wash itself up.
Oh,
Eric, I can't stay down here anymore. I gotta come back up. I need to be consoled.
Michael, come back up. Get through that crowd somehow.
I'm coming up.
I've got somebody
open the door for me.
Okay. All right, Michael. Get him in, okay?
Please.
See that he gets in all right.
This is dreadful. We need you to pledge right now at 516-632-6901. Or this poor watermelon will have died in vain. We need to hear from you now.
And I've got a... thank you very much. I've got a piece of music here that has been specially selected because it's a rather somber occasion here at Stony Brook at the radio station. The watermelon is no more. And, well, let's just have a little... I guess, whatever you call these things.
Moments of silence.
Yeah, something like that. If you want to call us and make us feel a little bit better by pledging some support to the radio station, give us a call at 632-6901. And we'll appreciate anything that you pass our way. And for now, let's just remember the watermelon as it was. Green, red with black seeds. Excuse me, I have to go.
Free Long Island, in conglomeration with the Free Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the episodes of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. Last week, Pop found out for the first time that possibly the bullet that entered Charlie was meant for him. And as we join him this week, he's still down at the precinct and apparently not getting answers to the questions that he has.
All right. And now that we've gotten all that straightened out...
Wait a minute. I'll just wait one confounded minute. I don't plan on waiting around for some madman to come and shoot me. I've got other plans, you know.
Oh, well, Mr. Tripod, do you want to catch these perpetrators, or don't you?
Oh, of course I do. But there's got to be another way to do it, Inspector.
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, I don't know. You're the cop. Did you check for fingerprints? Or footprints? Shotgun shells? Getaway cars?
I'm afraid we didn't get around to everything. Things have been very hectic around here, you know.
Excuse me, Inspector.
What is it, Watkins?
Your phone. It won't stop ringing.
Well, answer it, damn it.
I tried, sir, but that doesn't work. It keeps right on ringing.
Excuse me, Mr. Tripod. Watkins, I'm a busy man. Now is not the time to tell me you don't know how to answer a telephone.
Well, with all due respect, sir, I understand how to use a phone. It's just that I've never encountered anything like this before.
Watkins, for crying out loud. Oh, bang my foot on the table. Look, step aside. I'll show you how it works.
Inspector, could we get back to me?
In a minute, Mr. Tripod, in a minute. But first I have to teach this chucklehead how to answer the stupid phone.
Inspector, I'm trying to tell you. I already know how to answer.
Now watch, Watkins. I'm going to go over this once and only once. This thing is a receiver. Let's pick it up like I'm doing now and talk into it. Hello, headquarters. What the hell's wrong with this thing? Hello, headquarters. Why does the stupid phone keep ringing?
I tried to tell you, Inspector.
Why didn't anybody tell me anything sooner? This is a very serious matter, Watkins. Call up the phone company and demand an explanation. Hurry up!
Right away, sir.
Muncie, I want you to get on top of the building and disconnect all the phone lines here before this menace starts spreading.
Okay, Chief.
And while he's doing that, Callahan, you call up everyone within 50 miles and find out if this same thing's happening anywhere else. Let's get a move on!
Inspector, good, turn it all. Well, you get back to me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tripod. We have these little emergencies now and then. Now, where were we on you?
You see, somebody's probably gunning for me at this very time.
Oh, yes, so they are. You want a cigarette?
No, I don't smoke.
All right. Now, I get the impression that you don't want to wait until the perpetrator catches up to you for us to nab him.
Oh, that's exactly it, Inspector. I'd rather catch him before he puts me into the amalgamated hospital, along with Charlie. Why should we wait? There must be a few clues that we can work with.
Well, you might be right on that, Mr. Tripod. But that's going to involve quite a bit of work, and I don't... Would somebody turn that thing off?
Oh, for the love of Pete, that's your job. You're supposed to be finding clues.
Yes, well, I'm afraid we can't guarantee anything, Mr. Tripod. I mean, we have a limited staff, and they're all busy doing important things. It took us 3 years just to get this wall painted. And now the state wants to put wallpaper over it.
But you're a police inspector. Don't you have more important...
Like I said, we'll do our very best. And I... Excuse me. There. So much for that. Now, we'll see what we can do, Mr. Tripod.
Oh, all right. I guess that's the best I can expect anyway. And before I go, I have one last question.
What's that?
This isn't asking for too much. Could I have an armed guard to protect me from possible harm?
I'm afraid we're all out of armed guards. But I do have something else that might help.
What's that?
Toby the Wonder Dog.
And so Pop Tripod's future is still uncertain. Are unknown assassins trying to get him? You'll want to tune in next time when we'll hear Pop say,
"That's the strangest looking dog I've ever seen."
That's next week on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
And I live in a New York city. When the man them distress, girl bikini, me turn around and brush them up properly. Not they win no money, them no have no money. No let me sell skills and give away your glamity. Make it work and sell him when them all win get they pussy. Cash in a you have a puppy. Take care of them good and your cup of picnic. Me not chill, me style, me not get dirty. But certain things in a life me have been find so clearly. You look fine corner, you get dippy. Now your community, make a boy know say him can't take you funny. Come now, my name is Thunder Shillelele.
get lit. Mash up the country, that's why me take me frigging pan and me cook up Ricky Bubba. We stop in the bed and only wine a party. But some have the agony and them don't know if they use it. If you wanna talk about him, no have nobody. But still to one rich, a man to a lady. Talents in the morning, that's a screechy. So me tell the young girls, make sure take the money. The creation, old James Bond, really. Should I glad God give we be out picnic? Nah, there was no man if him smell funky. They know Shelly turn him in a life. Foolishness, me not stand readily. A man stand case, this is it properly. Why I tell you, say I put a creativity. Small as a man ride with him steady. Don't panic just like a jockey. Come on down, call out me, rock the party. My name is Sunda Shelly, and I live in a New York City. The man them the straight girl bikini. Me turn run and brush them up properly. Get young girls and dedicate this to we. Invent a half style that a ton naturally. Chipunu punu woo, stand style. That's done by me. When man hear that, them get crazy. And them senses they get bout the femininity. Then just remember when me say and get angry. But me defend woman in a every country. And I don't really care who gets in me. If you have a young man badly. No, my advice, don't get nasty. No man in the world, not him only. So you no bother press and no bother worry. Put on perfume and dress sexy. So lean a dance and roll your ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. In a corner and look lonely. And just see how fast you find somebody. Me not send you out the road, pick up, grab anybody. To a man wear nice clothes and nice jewelry. No get excited and not foolishly. Remember me tell you home and not be greedy. Personality, it must be of charm and masculinity, of sex appeal and intelligence. My name is Sunda Shelly, and I live in a New York City, when the man them the straight girl bikini. Me turn around and brush them up properly. No, they waste no money, they no have no money. No, let yourself kill it and give away your glamity. Make him walk and tell him, tell them how we get the puppy, puppy, puppy. Now you, wow, you have bad puppy.
Well, try as we might, couldn't quite save the watermelon. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. This is the voice of Long Island. Eric Corley and Mike Juhas here for another few more minutes. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Excuse me, I'm here, yes. It's been an eventful day, I suppose you would say that. And we do want to thank the people who are calling in with their sympathy. But at this stage, we'd like you to also call in with your pledge. Because only by pledging to WUSB will you ensure that the kind of unpredictable, spontaneous, and sometimes sad programming that comes your way will continue to do so. And just think how sad it would have been had we never known the watermelon before it went off the edge. And if this station weren't here, then we would never have known the watermelon whose name we don't even know. By calling 632-6901, pledging your support to this radio station, you're helping us remember the watermelon the way it was. And I'm sure he or she, whichever it was, would have wanted it that way. Don't you? Jerry is here. Jerry, don't you think so?
Yeah, I think so. I kind of thought of him as Red myself. We never really got on a, you know, introductory basis, but...
Well, it's an awful lot of Red now.
Oh, all God. Over. You know, in the kids that were out there, that's where my heart is right now. They're going to need counseling for years, you know, just help and a lot of TLC from everyone around them. Having seen a thing like that as an adult was upsetting enough, but... I just can't imagine what it did to those kids out there. And, you know, I feel responsible. I mean, I brought him to the station and everything. I thought it would cheer him up being here for Radiothon. But, you know, the emotional atmosphere here was just too much. just tip the balance for him, you know, so to speak.
It does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
And I suppose we have to be prepared for that kind of a thing. What better way to go through a situation like this than to be with the people you're closest to? And I'm just glad that you folks are here now. In fact, I feel a hug coming on.
Oh, I feel better already, Eric.
Good,
thank
yes.
you.
Oh, does that mean we can stop this music now?
Yeah, let's stop the music. Okay, good. Mike, it's almost the end of our show, so we've got a lot of things we got to continue to do.
Are we back to normal now?
Let's get those phone calls ringing.
We need to
let's get
you.
The phones ringing with
we
phone
need to
calls.
Hear you now at 516-632-6901.
To hell with the past and ahead with the future.
That's
632-6901.
Right.
Join the future.
We're going to have some festive live music coming up here in a couple of moments by our own Jim's Dexter.
All right, we got live music from the... Well, I don't know where he's going to be doing it from, but from wherever he does it from, it's going to be real good. I can tell you that.
He's going to do it from that studio that is now occupied by Jim Wiener.
Now, we have special incentives for people to call up and give a pledge to us. We've got a pair of tickets to see any play at Theater 3 in Port Jefferson for a $35 pledge. We've got New Community Cinema Pass for 10 tickets. 10 tickets to New Community Cinema for a pledge of $50. I don't know what that is. We've got, along with that 10 pass, those 10 passes to New Community Cinema, we also have something else that I can't read. A pair of tickets to see Scott...
Kasu at IMAX.
Okay, Scott Kasu at IMAX. All right. Those two things, easily worth a lot more than that. Probably close to $100 that's worth, and we're giving that to you for a $50 pledge. At 632-6901. Why are we doing this? Are we insane? Have we lost our minds? No, these items have been donated to the radio station, and we're offering them to you as incentive for you to get on the phone now and call us, 632-6901, area code 516, because every penny of whatever it is you pledge to us, whether you use Visa, MasterCard, or send us a check, every penny will go towards improving the signal of this radio station and doing it before another radio station beats us to it. And you may have heard references to that throughout the day, but that is the fact. That's how it shapes up right now. Applications are already in for simulcasting stations out on the eastern part of Long Island at 89.9 that would adversely affect our signal in various parts of the island and possibly rather close to us. Only time will tell, but time is the one thing we don't have, and that's why we need you to give us a call now. 632-6901. Mike and I have been bringing you a reunion edition of The Voice of Long Island, a program that we started back in 1981 and continued until 1983. And, I mean, think about that. That's a while ago. How many things do you remember from 1981? You know, this program has stuck with us. It's something that that has been magical in the shaping of our lives, and something that never would have been possible had WUSB not been around. Wouldn't have been possible for us, wouldn't have been possible for anybody that ever heard the program, and it certainly wouldn't have been possible for all the other people that do programs here on the radio station and all of their listeners. We want to make sure that continues into the 90s and beyond. We want to make sure it continues with the best possible signal. So by giving a call to 632-6901, pledging whatever you can afford. We don't want you to pledge more than what you can afford, obviously. But every little bit adds up. And we're at $19,533. Now, that's quite an impressive figure, I think. $19,533. And you know how we got there, folks? We got there by all those $20 pledges, $25 pledges, $35, even tens and fives, whatever people could afford. It all adds up. So if you're sitting around right now thinking, well, maybe I should call, maybe I shouldn't, think about what it would mean if you did call. You would get one of these terrific premiums as a reward, a cash incentive, not a cash incentive, but an incentive of other sorts, and you'll be getting a better radio station in the future. And that's pretty much all I can say on the matter. Mike, are you back from wherever you were?
Yes,
you were?
Okay, yes, good. I am. We have a special treat here now. In a moment here, Jimmy
Dexter. We do have one final episode of the Tripods coming up before we go into our old-time radio special.
Well, before that, though, is that all queued up?
Okay.
Yeah, apparently
I believe it is. Yes. And we have...
We have Jim Dexter here.
Jim Dexter has stepped in, and he's got... do we have him up?
Yes, Jim is in the control room, Pledge Central. Jim Wiener's on the phone in there. Jim Dexter is sitting at the piano, waiting to play a special piece. Jim, what's the name of this? What's the name of this tune, can you say?
Well, the name of it, I don't want to give it away. It's really, you'll get the name from the chorus. Really, the chorus and the verses are all the same. It's really a very simple and heartfelt tune. I think it's appropriate to play at this time. It can be summed up in, you know, the confusion of life and loss of relationship. And as our friend the watermelon left us today, this number really can go out to it, the watermelon.
And this is the extended version, I understand.
This is the
FM version.
The FM
the
version.
The USB FM version.
Yes.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's hear this tale of heartrending love and passion.
Radio Free Long Island, with the express written consent of the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the episodes of the Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week we rejoin Howard, Kathy, and their friend Boris as they have just left the sewer system of Nice, France, and entered some sort of a cage that houses an angry cougar, and we hear Howard's...
Now, the thing to do in a case like this is just remain calm. Don't let it show if you're frightened or upset or anything like that.
That is correct, Mr. Tripod. If we begin to panic, then the beast may feel threatened by our presence here.
Yes, we have to figure out the easiest way out of here, that's for sure. And we better do it soon.
Is there still a way out, Howard?
Of course there is, Kathy. But don't be so pessimistic. After all, we just came in, didn't we? So it stands to reason that if we can come in, then we can go out.
Oh, don't be so certain, Mr. Tripod. I have a strong suspicion that there trap door, which we just now came through, is a one-way passage.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, but it does, Mr. Tripod. Whoever is responsible for the maintenance of this here beast would most certainly not want it to go through that there door and roam all throughout the sewer system of Nice, France, from which we just emerged.
Well, could you check anyway, Boris?
All right, I will. There. It is just as I suspected. This here door done be locked.
Rats. I'll tell you, we have the absolute worst luck.
I'll see. We keep getting into jams. But no peanut butter.
My goodness. I think we've upset him.
That is incorrect, Mr. Tripod.
Well, it certainly seems like he's upset, doesn't it?
You're right about that, but you're dead wrong when you refer to the cougar as a he. It is most certainly of the female persuasion.
Does that really matter, Boris? We've got to get out of here. I won't tolerate having Kathy frightened like this.
You look rather pale yourself, Mr. Tripod.
Never mind that. Let's just look for a way out of here. He seems to be... I mean, she seems to be getting closer.
Oh, look, up there. There's a ladder. And it goes to a ledge. Do you see it?
No. No, I don't. Where is it, Kathy?
Look, over there, on the other side of the room. Right by that elephant over there.
Wow. I didn't see him before. How many animals are in here, anyway?
I hear birds, and I think I hear a monkey in addition.
Oh, what kind of place is this, anyway, that we stumbled into? Oh, look, a duck.
It would appear to be an underground wildlife sanctuary. There are not too many of them left in the Western Hemisphere, although.
Well, regardless of how many there are left, I, for one, would be very happy to get out of this crazy place. How about you, Kathy?
Oh, I'm with you, Howard. I want to get back home to our happy suburban house on Long Island as soon as possible.
Well, then let's head for that ladder right away.
My friends, let us exercise caution. That ladder is all the way across the other side of this here vast chamber. There are probably 10 or more large animals in our path. We're going to have to play our cards just right. Do you catch my drift?
I understand you quite well, Boris. It's a risk we're just going to have to take.
What in the world was that?
It sounded like a dramatic theme.
Well, why would there be a dramatic theme in this room?
I don't know.
Did you just say something dramatic?
All I said was, it's a risk we're just going to have to take.
Well, that does sound a little dramatic.
Well, even if it is, Canty, there's no reason for us to hear music.
Oh, look out, Howard. One of those strange animals is coming straight at you.
Oh. Why, hello. How are you?
What are you doing, Howard?
It can't hurt to be a little friendly, Canty. My, you're a big fellow, aren't you? What's your name?
Prince, I believe we are finally going bonkers.
And so Howard, Kathy, and their friend Boris remain trapped in a strange place with strange animals. You want to be with us next time when we hear Kathy say,
"How dare you call my husband bonkers?"
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, presented in conjunction with Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
I'm walking on air, for I've left all my blue days behind. I've learned how to care, and there's love, really love, on my mind. I'm the world's most happy creature. Tell me, what can worry be? I'm crazy about my baby, baby, crazy about me. Miss Cupid was the teacher, and the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, baby, crazy about me. Parson, get that book, hold it in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination, perfect and she. Crazy about my baby, yeah, baby, crazy about me.
Like it's been so many times in the past, and so many times more, hopefully.
Thank you.
632-6901.
Thank you for your generous support here to keep WUSB on the air with a strong signal on Long Island and Southern Connecticut. And thank you for your outpouring of support to our friend the Watermelon.
Yes. Thanks to
all the people that showed up to lend their support. Well, just thanks. I mean, I'm just glad everybody was here for this. It was a very important moment in our lives. And we're at a very important point here at the radio station.
A very important juncture.
A very important transitional period, yes. By dialing 632-6901, you can become a part of this radio station and help us out. Help us reach our goal of a better transmitter, a better signal, a higher location, something that we desperately need in order to be able to continue reaching you. And once we get it, you will notice a dramatic difference, but we need to hear from you.
At 516-632-6901.
That's right. To keep shows like this coming, to keep shows like the one you're about to hear coming, we need that support. 632-6901. We want to see one, that's all, just one more phone call for this program. One more. 632-6901. Area code 516. If you've been listening this afternoon and it's touched you in some way, give us a call and touch us in some way, because every individual matters. 632-6901. That's right.
516-632-6901.
Well, you turned your speakers on. Now you're coming through the hollow sound, eh?
Well, that's kind of how I feel. We have a couple of volunteers that are sitting there with nothing to do.
I feel kind of hollow myself.
So I feel kind of hollow. But hey, Eric, our theme's over. I guess that means we're not supposed to be here anymore.
No, probably not. But we do want to see that phone ring one more time. This is the Voice of Long Island reunion show. Mike came all the way out from Milwaukee to do this and a couple other programs, as well as to help out with the phones. And we'd just like to see a nice finish to the afternoon's programming. We've had some dramatic footage of the watermelon leaping to its, well, I don't want to go into the...